One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Growing Spiritually.
Hallelujah. Christ Jesus literally lives in your spirit through the Holy Spirit. The presence of God literally dwells in you. This was man's craving from the very beginning. Man has always craved a relationship with the divine. That's the reason for all the religions of the world. Man seeking a relationship with the supernatural being he believes is out there, even though he's never met him. That's the reason for creating the religions. Men have created different religions in a bid to find in God. But that's why Jesus came, to make fellowship with God a possibility. And he achieved it. Glory to God. It happened. It worked. It worked. And through that fellowship, we were given eternal life. Through that fellowship with Almighty God, the life and nature of God was imparted to the spirit of the man who received Christ. That's the reason we preach the gospel. He told us, preach the gospel. In other words, tell them fellowship, relationship with Almighty God is possible. Secondly, righteousness is possible and available. And thirdly, eternal life is possible and available. That's what the gospel is. That's what he told us to tell the whole world. He didn't tell us to try to get people into a religion called Christian religion. Do you understand it? It's very important. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. So that's what the apostle is telling us here in Ephesians chapter 1. Let's go back to verse 17. We'll read it into 18. He says, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Revelation. So you don't know God in the classroom. You can't study about him in the laboratory. You can't. God has to be revealed to your spirit. It's a revelation. See, every human being has the capacity, the ability to believe. You believe with your spirit. You don't believe with your brain. You don't believe with your mind. The Bible says, with your heart, with your spirit, you believe. You were made to have the ability to believe God's word. You choose to believe. The beautiful thing in Christianity is that when you believe, you receive. It works. It works. But when you don't believe, it cannot work. But it is God's power to save everyone who believes. Until you believe it, you cannot be saved. This is God's power for salvation, for everyone who believes. Praise God. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. All right, so you go back to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know. See, God wants you to know. that you may know. The word translated know is eido, Greek eido. It means to become aware. You see, to become aware. Cognitive realization, very important. To become aware. God wants you to become aware that you may know what is the hope of his calling. If I believe in Jesus, what is it about? What do I get? What's the meaning? He says, you can know. You can become aware of the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. The importance of all this. It's the same thought expressed by John, 1st Epistle of St. John, chapter 5 and verse 13. Look at it. I want you to read it from the NIV. Give it to us from the NIV. It says, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God so that you may know that you have eternal life. Did you notice it's not a promise? He didn't say that you may know that you are going to have. No. He wants you to know that you have. Because Jesus said, if you believe, you have eternal life. Now he says, I've written to you that you may know that you have. I want you to know that you have. He's writing to those who believe in the name of the Son of God. He says, I want you to know that you have eternal life. This is amazing. I want you to know that you have. See, he doesn't want you to assume. He wants you to know. He wants you to be aware. It's the same word translated know here. I do. Means to be aware. It says, I want you to be aware that you have eternal life. Now, you know, when you are aware of it, you're going to live like it. You're going to act like it. If you don't know, you'll act like you don't have it. But if you know that you have it, you're going to live that way. It's part of your growth. Knowledge. Learning about the things of God. Knowing where you are, who you are. Hallelujah. Just so beautiful. God's word is exciting. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Exciting. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God so that you may know that you have eternal life. What's eternal life? Eternal life is the life and nature of God. See, that's the life and nature of God. That's the life Jesus had. Go to verse 11 of the same book, same chapter. And this is the testimony. God... This is beautiful. God has given us eternal life. This is in Christ Jesus. He has given us. He is not going to do it. Some people think when we get to heaven, then we can get eternal life. No. He says, God has given us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. It's not in a religion. It's in Jesus. This life is in his Son. Verse 12. Anybody who has the Son, can you see it? He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Period. So what life is that person living then? Go to Ephesians chapter 2. From verse 11, it says, wherefore remember, he's reminding us what we were before we were born again. That'll tell you where someone is who's not born again. How God sees the one that's not born again. He says, remember that he being in time past, Gentiles in the flesh, who are called on circumcision by that which is called a circumcision in the flesh made by hands. See, all this was before you were born again. That at that time, ye were without Christ. Now think about it. The man that's without Christ. Being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. And strangers from the covenants of promise. Having no hope. And without God in the world. It's the most terrible thing for a man to live without God. Look at it. That's the scripture. Having no hope. It says the strangers from the covenants of promise. Having no hope and without God in the world. This is why we're so passionate about preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Letting men know what Jesus came to do. He came to give us life. In his own words, he says, I am come that they might have life and have it abundantly. That's what Jesus said. No hope without God in the world. Who wants to keep living like that? He says, that's the way we were before we were born again. And you know, maybe in this room today, maybe someone invited you. Or maybe you just even worked in here yourself. And you're not born again. You haven't received the life and nature of God into your spirit. You haven't received the salvation that Jesus came to make possible. You can do that today. You can receive eternal life into your heart, into your spirit. Today, it's not difficult. All of that will happen in a split second. All that's necessary is for you to believe. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you were blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he is alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Lekki Lovewood Arena, Lekki Road, beside Enyo Fuel Station, Shisko Bus Stop, Lekki Ekpe Expressway. Worship with us on Sundays, first service at 7:15 and second service at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.
Tune into this station same time tomorrow for the continuation of the message.